This is Kootenai Co-op Radio. I'm Scott Honischuk. I'm here today with Rebecca Hornung, the general manager of Whitewater Ski Resort, to talk about some new expansion they have going on this summer.
Rebecca, thanks for doing this interview.
No worries. My pleasure.
So it's my understanding you have the new Hummingbird Lodge and campsites opening up in July. Why don't you tell me just a little bit about the project and why you guys decided to go through with this?
Absolutely, yeah. It's an exciting new evolution for Whitewater Ski Resort for sure. Always being a winter operation, this is our first endeavor into summer, which is, like I said, really exciting. So during COVID, there was a lot of assistance for businesses to basically help support them in growth, in creating more jobs and supporting tourism in the community. So we were lucky enough to work with the RDCK to receive a $1 million grant to basically push forward a project we had already scheduled in our master plan, but obviously much further into the future. But it looks like we're here doing it now, which is, like I said, quite exciting. So we started the project a couple years ago. Last summer, we worked on all the infrastructure and started building the lodge. And like you mentioned, this July 7th, we are opening our first ever summer business, which is a two-story lodge that has a two-bedroom suite that sleeps up to six on the upstairs. Downstairs offers a educational classroom with food and beverage, retail, some concessionary items for our campers, because we also have 15 tent sites along the Apex Creek and 10 RV sites, six with power, four without. So lots going on.
There is a lot going on. So a lot of the other ski hills in the Kootenays already had summer accommodations and have lots of things like mountain bike trails and stuff. What kind of activities do we have for people to do up there?
So we've actually been working in partnership with the Paul Pitt Society to build some hiking trails up here at Whitewater. There's already some really great ones on the access road, which is outside of our controlled area, but that are very popular with the community. So we have the Summit Trail that takes you up to the top of Summit, and you can continue on up to Weimar. And then we've also installed a adaptive multi-use bike trail, which is just under 1.5 kilometers and is on our Nordic Trail area. If anyone's familiar with that from the winter, it's really great, and it's really beautiful up here in the summer, so it's great for us to be able to share that with the community. And I'm excited for people to come enjoy the patio and the food that we offer over the summer as well. Great alpine views, pretty easy access from town.
Has Whitewater been open to the public in the summers before without accommodations?
No, Whitewater has never been open in the summer before, and also has never offered accommodation. We've had camping in the winter months, but never offered any type of accommodation suite, and definitely nothing in the summer. So pretty exciting.
Is there anything planned, like event-wise, for the summer up there?
Yeah, we're actually working on a grand opening for August 11th. Just once we kind of get the operation underway, we want to invite the community up to celebrate this new, I guess, evolution. So we're working on the details of that right now. So you can stay tuned on our social media feeds. And then we also have the Hummingbird Lodge website, which is easily hummingbirdlodge.ca. If anyone wanted to get some more information, the lodge will be operating through the winter months as well. It's basically the concept is around, you know, backcountry bougie, because it's the closest to the backcountry you can get without really having to travel into the backcountry. You get a drivable road. So we're going to really focus on that in the winter months and serve those guests that use the area like for that reason in the winter months.
Nice. So that should help with just whole tourism industry there for sure.
That is the goal.
I would assume lots of locals will even be interested in seeing too, but it'll be great for people from out of town for sure.
Yeah, and we just want to be able to provide a space for education and information for people that are wanting to travel into the backcountry. So just making sure that we have the ability to communicate with those guests more, it would be the goal for sure.
How's the business been so far? I know it's not open yet, but do you have lots of reservations already?
Yeah, they're definitely coming in. It is a pretty big adventure to get a new business started. So we're working really through all of that, finishing the construction, making sure to get everything in place before we open the doors to the guests. We really just kind of started pushing out our marketing recently. So bookings are starting to come in. But I think once the word gets out about what the camping and services are up here, just like we said, I was saying before, it's that bougie style. So we have heated washrooms in the campsite, wash station with showers. So it's pretty comfortable camping in a really beautiful location. So I don't envision us having any problems with bookings.
it's not even open yet, but is there any plans down the road for more expansion, more like hotels or condos or anything like that?
We do have our master plan on the Ski Whitewater website. Ultimately, that is our grand vision, but it really does depend on, obviously, the current climate and how our business is doing. We were lucky enough to get some support to kind of, like I said, build tourism in our community and offer more employment for the local market here. So that really spearheaded this project ahead. Obviously, coming out of a couple challenging years with COVID, we definitely wouldn't have been able to do that. So we do have some long-term goals with real estate and further accommodation. When it will happen, I'm not sure.
Any worries about losing maybe just the charm of the ski hill with all this type of expansion?
No, it's a great question. And I've been with the company 13 years, and I know the goal of the ownership and the management here is to try and keep what makes Whitewater so special as we continue to grow. And we have been doing that consistently since I started, which was when the Glory Chair was put in. That was the first expansion the resort had seen and since I think the early 80s. So it was a big step for the company, but was received really well with the community. And then we've been working hard as we continue to like upgrade our lifts, even putting in a new lift this summer as well that will be operating this winter, is how do we keep the community vibe as we continue to offer a better experience. So we'll continue to try our best, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough subject. You've seen it with other hills in the area that have expanded a lot, and you know, some of the locals don't necessarily look forward to that. But
you know, I went through the same journey, especially like I said, I started with the company when the Glory Chair went in, and then I really got to know the community and the resort specifically. And when we went, I would say, the next chapter of our evolution, when we put in the first four-person chair and added an additional service building, the skier services and the guest services building, I was having my own inner turmoil of what are we doing? Is this the right step? And I went through a little, like, I guess, like self-exploration about it. And ultimately, the world keeps changing. And I think as a business or as a person, you need to choose whether you evolve or you become stagnant. And technically, usually that leads to non-success in a business. So I feel like we are doing the right thing, keeping ourselves sustainable and keeping the community supported. Because when we do well, so do the businesses in the community. And also we can employ more of our locals. So we're definitely trying to get our best to keep that vibe and make sure the community knows that they are what makes Whitewater so special, but also continue to improve our services and experience.
Where can people go if they want to book a stay for the summer here?
Just go to the hummingbirdlodge.ca website, and first thing you'll see is book your stay. The suite is such a beautiful accommodation. It has a big deck overlooking Weimar. Such a great, incredible place to stay. And then also, like I said, the campground, the sites are so nice right along the Apex Creek. So even if you're not wanting to book and you're just curious, you can come on up and have a snack and a beverage on the deck as well. So come check it out.
So even if you're not staying, you can come. Do you have access to the trails, or do you have to camp and stuff to have access to that?
No, it's absolutely open to the general public. There's day use parking in our lot 5. You'll see the signage when you arrive. We do ask that you stay on the hiking trails, but they're definitely open for use.
Are dogs welcome?
Yeah, dogs are welcome. We ask that you keep them on a leash. And then in lot 2 is our off-leash area, just because, you know, everyone's got different comforts with their dogs. If you want to get your dog a good run out in lot 2, that's welcome.
Yeah, it's always a tricky situation with dogs at licensed campgrounds.
Definitely. Yeah, no, 2 pets are allowed per site. We just ask you keep on them on a leash unless you're in lot 2.
Okay, well, can you just tell me again what time, what days is it open?
So bookings start on the 7th of July, and you can just go to hummingbirdlodge.ca to make that booking or just to learn more about what we're doing up here this summer.
And that'll be open year-round starting in July?
That's right. Our tenting, obviously, will be closing down in the fall, but our RV camping and the lodge, the suite, will be open year-round.
Okay, great. Well, thanks again, Rebecca, for having a chat with me. It sounds like you guys got a great thing going up there. I'll make sure to check it out.
Yeah, look forward to having you up here.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
Okay, take care.